Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Owner of Legend Communications pleads guilty to knowingly and willfully filing a false tax return 10 years ago. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. This past week, Susan Patrick, co-owner of Legend Communications and Patrick Communications, appeared in federal court and pleaded guilty to one count of knowingly and willfully filing a false tax return 10 years ago. According to the plea agreement, Patrick will be paying $2.5 million for unpaid taxes over several years. Patrick has issued the following statement, quote, "I am sincerely sorry for the pain and embarrassment that this is causing my family, friends, and all those I've worked with, including the dedicated people across the state of Wyoming that do such a great job at our radio stations every day to serve their communities. This is a tax obligation that I will be held accountable for based on a very serious lapse of judgment a decade or more ago. I am fully ready to be held accountable and to do whatever I can and need to do to make up for my decisions of the past." Patrick is expected to be sentenced in December or possibly early 2024. Fatal crash at mile marker 112 on US 85. Driver inattention and driver fatigue or falling asleep is being investigated as a possible cause of a fatal crash on Friday afternoon. According to the Wyoming Highway Patrol press release, on September 1st, a fatal crash occurred around milepost 112 on US 85 north of Lingle, Wyoming. At 3:45 p.m., Wyoming Highway Patrol troopers were notified of a two-vehicle crash. Troopers arrived on scene and located a 2023 Toyota passenger car and a 2022 Chrysler minivan. The Toyota was southbound on US 85. The Chrysler was traveling northbound on US 85 when it crossed the center line and collided with the Toyota. The driver of the Toyota succumbed to the injuries from the crash on scene. The driver and passenger of the Chrysler succumbed to their injuries from the crash on scene as well. Driver inattention and fatigue or falling asleep are being investigated as a potential contributing factor. The crash is still under investigation. This is the 97th, 98th, and 99th fatality on Wyoming's roadways in 2023. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.